Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is CARE, Cancer Aid Resource and Education, Inc., founder, president, and executive director, Yoli Diaz, to talk to us about their third annual La Gran Fiesta. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Hi, Emily. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, first, quickly, let's talk about CARE. I know it's there to help improve the quality of life of our Doñana County cancer patients, children, and adults.
What we do for our community is we help people that reside in Doñana County who have recently been diagnosed with any type of cancer and are in active treatment for their cancer, which means they are either going through chemotherapy, radiation, a surgery, or a transplant. We help with non-medical needs, basic living needs, like gas cards to get to treatment, food and nutritional supplements, could be utilities, rent or mortgage payment. If they need to travel for treatment, it could be lodging, meals, it could be airfare. Can do more.
You've just celebrated July 31st, a five-year milestone. During those 5 years, how many patients or people have you helped?
We have helped 420 cancer patients and their families, because when you help a cancer patient, you're helping the whole family.
What was your greatest accomplishment in the five-year span?
The greatest accomplishment was to be able to help all the 420 cancer patients that we did. Just establishing the milestone is when we helped the first one July 31st. But when the 5 years were over and we can say that we helped 420 cancer patients, that's our biggest accomplishment. And how do we do it? That would be the next thing to find out. How do we get these funds? Raising funds, really for us, is about having fun. Being able to have events, and that's what we did 3 years ago. We established really our pride and joy event, which is La Gran Fiesta. This is our third annual, and so it's really exciting to be able to do that because there's so much to this event. What are we celebrating? People, food, culture, and so much more. It is our signature cancer fundraiser, one of the largest cancer fundraisers in the whole state of New Mexico, where the proceeds help the people. In our case, it's the people of Doñana County. Pretty proud of that.
And the theme is a community that pays it forward.
That's what it is, a community that pays it forward. And the reason why is because everything that we do through CARE is for them. It's for cancer patients and their families. And this gives anyone the opportunity to be able to support their community in a very worthwhile effort. So, what are we going to do with La Gran Fiesta? Let's start it off on September the 15th at Young Park with our Jubilee of Life Walk. What's really special about that is that we're going to have an evening walk. So we're going to be out there at Young Park from 5 to 10:30. It's not every day that you're going to have an evening walk, and we're going to be able to do a special Luminaria ceremony. But let me tell you what that's about. We are right now recruiting team captains and individuals to participate. So we are hoping team captains come forward, recruit a team of at least 10. There is a registration for our Jubilee of Life Walk. It's $10 per person. However, if it's a cancer survivor, we will be celebrating their life, and there is no charge for cancer survivors. Now, what we'd really like to see the team captains do is have a fundraiser. They can have a fundraiser prior to the event. They can have a fundraiser at the event. So what happens is anyone, they can be a business, an organization, or a school, and support a local community. They can be an individual making a difference. And as I said, as a cancer survivor, we will celebrate their life. The Luminaria ceremony, decorate a Luminaria in honor or in memory of a loved one. So if anyone is interested in walking to raise cancer awareness and money to help local cancer patients, they can register at any of our Monday meetings at 5:30 p.m. at 118 South Water, which is our new address when we're really close to downtown. And so we really welcome everyone. Can you imagine if every organization here at NMSU had a team? We'd fill up the Young Park, wouldn't we?
Also, you're located on the website, carelascruces.org, and on Facebook. And if they'd like to call your office, 575-649-0598. Let's continue in September. What else is paying it forward?
Well, we're going to be moving over to Plaza de las Cruces. And you know what? We're going to do something special. The first day of La Gran Fiesta at Plaza de las Cruces is September 21. There's something very significant about that day. It is the third Friday in September. That is actually National POW MIA Recognition Day. What is significant about this is that we, as Americans, this is a day in which we should pause and remember the sacrifice and service of prisoners of war and those who are missing in action and their families. And this recognition day has actually been established since 1979, but in 1986, it was moved to the third Friday in September. So we are going to remember. We are going to take that moment and remember. We're going to invite veterans and one guest, letting them in free to our event, and then also give them a dinner and their guest, and then we will move on to La Gran Fiesta, and they're all welcome to stay and celebrate with us. We are celebrating people's lives and veterans' lives.
And something else which is very special for La Gran Fiesta, you're having a lot of our local musicians donate their time.
That's correct, Emily. We have nine local groups. So on Friday, we're going to have Las Cruces Gents. We're going to have Natasha. We're going to have Fat Soul. We're going to have Carlos Saucedo. Then the next day, prior to us getting actually at the plaza, we're going to have a parade and then move on over to the plaza. Then we're going to have Orlando Antonio Carrillo Jimenez. He's known as El Consentido del Pueblo. We're also going to have Alyssa Adriana, La Princesa del Canto. Mariachi Aguilas, which, if you remember, just recently they did something very famous. They got to sing to Ozzy Osbourne. So they're famous. So we will also go on and have Stepping Up, Los Latinos, our headliner, A.B. Quintanilla, and the Cumbia King All-Stars. But it doesn't end then. We're also going to have Caliente. Then on Sunday, we're going to start off with Double Trouble. We're going to have Salvador and Cel Hernandez and the Mariachi Alma de Jalisco. We're going to have the Eli James Band. We're going to have a couple of competitions. So it's going to be a fun, packed 3 days at Plaza de las Cruces to be able to raise funds to help the people right here, our neighbors in Las Cruces and Doniana County.
So this three-day event, again, we've given you the website where people can find tickets and participate and even be a volunteer.
Yes, we're looking for volunteers. That we always need people to help us set up, tear down. We're going to need people that are there just keeping an eye out. We're going to have a lot of people there. So a place that anyone can find tickets, okay, whether they can contact us, but the best place to find tickets is at eventbrite.com. Very easy. It takes a minute to buy tickets.
And also invite somebody with you. An adventure that feeds the soul,
it
as you
sure
say
is
on your website.
Yes, it's an adventure that feeds a soul because we have everything there. People, food, culture, Southwest, outdoor entertainment, really emphasizing quality of life. There's economic impact. Tourism, we are expecting people from Mexico, Colorado, Arizona, Texas. We're expecting all our neighbors to come forward and come to this event to have a great old time for a great cause. So remember, eventbrite.com, I'll tell you about the ticket prices. On Friday, they're $10. On Saturday, they're $25. And there's a meet and greet ticket. If you want to see A.B. Quintanilla, that's a little pricier because it's meant for a few folks. That ticket is $100, all found on eventbrite.com.
Well, something very special for everyone, and something very special which I'd like to congratulate you on as well, of having received recognition by our mayor of Las Cruces, Ken Miyagashima. Tell me about that. It was recent.
Yes, I'm really, really excited about that. got the Mayor's Distinguished Service Award, gotten other awards, and actually, 1 year apart, we also got the award from the Health and Human Services Department here at NMSU, a Hero Award. So people are recognizing the work that we are doing.
Congratulations to you, Yoli Diaz. Thank you so much for coming down and talking to us about the third annual La Gran Fiesta, something you're very passionate about, Cancer Aid Resource and Education, something you started 5 years ago. Because of your father as well, the cancer that he had.
So, you know, cancer hit me at a personal level. And not only did I lose my father, my oldest son is a survivor. So I understand just how devastating cancer is. And this is a choice that I made to be able to help others with this devastating disease. So we are here and growing, and we welcome anyone in our community to come forward. They can do anything. They can join the Jubilee of Life Walk. They can do a fundraiser for CARE. There's always something that can be done. They can volunteer at the office. You got a specialty. We can even have somebody helping us with QuickBooks, anything.
Thank you so much again, Yoli Diaz, founder, president, and executive director of CARE.
Thank you, Emily.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.